Lifestyle matters. It's more than money. Thanks for tuning in to another edition on 770 CHQR. You're here with Dave Popowich. I've got no Faisal today. He wasn't feeling well, so we said stay home. Nothing serious, I'm sure, but better safe than sorry. So you got me today. And we're going to have a pretty cool show today. We're going to talk a little bit about what resources are available if you need anything during this time as a senior and social isolationism. But we're going to do it positive. There's been so much negative news. That's all we get from the news is negative. And Betty Jo, the producer, and I were talking about how can we deliver something that's positive and uplifting. And one of the things that's come out of the COVID, the self-isolation, is the gift of time. And so how can we use that? And we're probably going to do a series on this gift of time, talking positively how we can use it to influence others, help yourself, all of those things. And we've got a cool segment to kick that off for you today. We're also going to talk to a leading portfolio manager about where the market goes from here and how to position. Now, here's something pretty unique. This portfolio manager has been able to, at the date of recording this session, generate positive returns in the equity markets. Well, that certainly bucks a trend of what you're reading about in the, you know, in the headline press. So what are those themes and how do you make money? How do you position and so on and so forth? We're going to talk to Noah Blackstein about that. Often what we do, Faisal and I, in this first section is we talk a little bit about questions or conversations, themes that we're hearing about during the week. And the theme this week is positive non-COVID stuff. So I'm going to stick with that theme today because it's been interesting over the past several weeks. Of course, when we first got into the crisis, you start that crisis talking about with people and investors about the fear and markets crashing and, you know, is this the end of the world and those kinds of things. And then we settle in and, governments have responded and so on and so forth. The markets have adjusted to that and we're in this second phase and we'll eventually get to the third phase. But as things have settled down a little bit and we're adjusting our lives to this new reality that we have, being socially isolated and, you know, quarantining and distancing and so on and so forth, it's given us this idea of or this gift of time. And in talking to people this week, it's been interesting. It's been a whole bunch of different things to talk about, but less and less, say, about markets and economy and even health at that particular point, because we're bombarded with that information. But people are thinking through and they're doing other projects. So, you know, some people are going around and they're doing their spring cleaning. And I think we're going to have the cleanest houses we've ever had, you know, coming out of this particular spring. As people are going through their office, I was one of these people cleaning out my office. You come across some things. And one of the things that people are coming across is their wills. And so they're dusting things off. And sometimes the wills and power of attorney and personal directives haven't been looked at in a long time. And guess what? They have time now. So it has been interesting to talk to people about this. And in some cases, there isn't a will. And so they've got time to sit and think. And we've had conversations about this in the past. Now they have time to deal with it. Or they've seen they pulled up their old will. And boy, this was before the kids were born. And now the kids are out of the house. Maybe we should be updating it. But part of what's leading into this is still the volatility that we've seen in the markets. And so for those people that I've been talking to this week, and keep in mind, again, that part of my responsibility on the team is to talk about what we call our legacy bucket. And that is a couple of different things. It certainly involves those key documents around will, power of attorney, personal directives, and ensuring that they're current and they reflect current wishes. But other aspects of that legacy bucket are about advanced tax planning in some cases. So when Andrew on our team and his financial planning team go to work and they create a financial plan that indicates there's excess capital, there's more assets that a family has than they are going to use in their lifetime, and therefore they're going to be transitioning those assets. How do you do that? And the sensitivities that have come up recently really are around tax. So if you think about all of the changes that are taking place, the fiscal policies that governments are initiating, paying for rent, paying people, wage, 75% of the wages, so much money being printed and debt ultimately being created. One of the common themes that questions that we've been talking about is, what are the potential tax implications, given that, you know, we maybe have to pay some of this debt back at some point? Now, I caution everybody, you get proper tax advice given your situation from a tax professional and understand the difference between policy and what's legislated. Okay, so I put that caveat up front. But if you're concerned about those things, as many people are, and you've got more money than you're going to use up in your lifetime, then you face that daunting task of transitioning those assets to the next generation or multiple generations. And there's some complexity around some of those things. For instance, if you've got a farm and you've got multiple kids, that's a different situation than if you've just got an investment portfolio that you'll be transitioning cash at the end of the day. So there's some complexity depending on the specific nature of the kind of assets that you and your family have acquired throughout the course of your life. But this gift of time has allowed people to sit down and start thinking about these things and realizing that if you haven't thought about it for a while, that it's very different from 25 years ago, and you may have put your will together. And so I find it very interesting to have these conversations. I think this is really valuable stuff, and it's often stuff that gets pushed to the back burner because it's not fun to deal with. And, as a priority item, unless something has really happened that has triggered some urgency on that, it's one of those things that rarely is urgent, but it's always important. So the gift of time for me is to encourage everybody to think a little bit about their family situation, ensure that those legacy documents are accurate and they're current. And, when I say current, I mean within 5 years. Sit down. If you're single, then you could talk about it with your friends if you wanted to, or think about it yourself as a couple. You want to bounce, have that conversation. And perhaps if the kids are older now, depending on your family dynamic, get them, start getting them involved. If you're concerned about the tax component of a gain, you have to go back to a financial plan. So if you haven't done a financial plan, I ask you to start thinking about and maybe taking some of that time that you have available to you and going through a proper financial planning process to have some context to what that legacy looks like. So those two notions that we often talk about on this show of financial planning and legacy, estate, and tax planning are all intertwined, right? Yes, we have to make some assumptions about what the future looks like, but if you're doing that in a conservative way and you have proper guidance from a certified financial planner, what you can do is you can start to create a pretty decent glimpse into the future of what it might look like, what tax exposures you might have, what complexities you may have from a family perspective, and then start developing a plan of how to pull these things together. So my challenge to all of you is, one, do you have a will? Two, is it current? Okay, if it's no to both of those, you've got some time on your hands right now, more than likely. Why don't you think about allocating a bit of that time to thinking through some of these things? Might take a glass of wine or two for you and your spouse to get over some of the difficult conversation that may have to take place. But it is incredibly valuable to you coming out the other end to have a peace of mind of knowing that those pieces are put together in a way that it supports your family. Okay, enough railing about that. That was a bit self-serving because this is a key focus of mine in our practice. We're going to have, I want you to stick around because we've got a portfolio manager joining us shortly that we're going to talk about. How do you position in a market like this? We're also going to talk a little bit about the gift of time from a volunteering perspective and some of the things that you can do, whether you're a senior or you want to help seniors. So a fantastic show. All of this is relevant to the lifestyle conversation that we have on a regular basis. And I want to encourage you to join us for our next seminar, which is taking place on Tuesday, May the 19th. That's at 7 o'clock. Now, it's not a live seminar in terms of us being in person, but we will be live online through the webinar. And to register for that, you have to go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com. Okay, stick around after the break. We'll talk to you then.